This is Chris Brooks. Thank you for listening to this edition of Equip. Be sure and subscribe for free so that you don't miss an episode. For more information, visit our website, equipradio.org. Chris Brooks here, and I want to thank you for listening to this edition of Equip. Did you know that we are funded by the generosity of listeners just like you? Can you help us? Partner with the ministry of Equip by calling 888-644-4144 or give at equipradio.org. Well, hey there, friends. Welcome to another exciting edition of Equip with Chris Brooks. I am so thrilled that you've joined us today. Can you do me a favor? Strap on your seatbelt. We're going to navigate through the contours of culture, as always, with the lens of the biblical worldview on. But before we do that, let me remind you, this is the day that the Lord has made. He has given it as a gift so that you and I can rejoice and be glad in it. So let's do just that. Let's follow the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Well, I hope you're having a great day. Today, I want to talk to you about a big lesson I learned on my most recent missions trip. Recently, I got a chance to travel to Ghana, West Africa. What an amazing time that was. Ghana is a beautiful country with such a rich history. It was absolutely incredible spending time there with leaders from Moody Bible Institute, also some of the leadership team from the missions department here at my local church, Woodside Bible Church. We partner together with the ministry partner that you've heard us talk about before, Theo Vision International. Now, what Theo Vision International does is translate the Bible into audio version, audio form, for oral cultures. What that means is that not every culture is a written culture, or what you would call a literary culture that is based off of reading and writing. Many cultures, both historically and around the world globally, are oral in their tradition and their customs. So they pass on stories orally, they learn orally. And quite honestly, many of them don't have access to the scriptures. It's been estimated about 70%, for example, of Africans, 70% of the continent of Africa is oral by tradition and custom. And so what Theovision International has been doing now for nearly 50 years is translating these versions, translating the Bible, rather, into audio versions in the heart language of various groups, peoples, tribes, and it's pretty incredible seeing their work. Now, the partnership that Moody has with Theovision, as well as my church has participated in this, my home church of Woodside Bible Church, is training leaders who are church planners, who are pastors, who are serving in the local church, training them on how to read and study the Bible well so that they can do ministry in a way that is biblically faithful. And these leaders are tremendous, tremendous leaders. The obstacles that they overcome, the challenges that they face, their love and hunger for God's word has left such an impression upon my heart, because quite honestly, they don't have the level of access we have to the word of God. As Americans, we have a tremendous amount of access to the word of God. I think we all know that. It's pretty easy to get a Bible. Just about every one of us has Bible apps if we want to be able to use it, but not so much the case there, in particular in oral cultures, which is what makes it, their hunger, their passion to learn, to grow, even more impressive. And so the group that we got a chance to be with were about 480, a little bit more than that, 488 to be exact, leaders who are graduating from a foundational Bible program that teaches them basic Bible doctrine, as well as how to study and read the Word of God. Now, all of that was an introduction for me to say this, that I come back home with a huge burden and a huge passion to increase my Bible engagement and to increase yours as well, to encourage you to engage the scriptures more. Now, for some of you, you engage the Bible daily, and I praise God for that. But do you want to know the percentage of Americans that do? Well, according to the American Bible Society, who for the last 14 years has produced a report called The State of the Bible, The State of the Bible, only 1 in 6 U.S. adults reads the Bible every day of the week. Only 1 in 6. As a matter of fact, only 1 in 6 read the Bible most days of the week. Now, I bring up this data not to guilt you, not to make you feel already, bad about something you already feel bad about. I'm here to pray with you, to encourage you, that I believe the benefits of reading the Bible are tremendous, and we're going to get into those benefits, but I also believe that the barriers to reading the Bible are just as real. Those barriers can include, but aren't limited to, busyness of schedule, honestly, a lack of feeling like you're understanding what you're reading, not finding a version of the scriptures that seem to fit you at all, maybe even questioning the veracity of the Bible. I don't know what the barriers are for you, but today I want to talk about it. So here's the phone number, 877-LIVE-675. What are the barriers that have kept you from being able to read the Bible more regularly? What has kept you? I would love to hear from you. What are the barriers that are keeping you from reading the Bible more? I want to create an honest, open conversation. I want to create a safe space. Maybe it's busyness. Maybe it's doubt. Maybe it's focus. You know, for a long time, I struggled with being able to read the Bible without getting tired or sleepy or maintaining focus. Maybe that's true for you as well. I want us to be able to be honest, to be transparent, because I also want to pray for you, because I think that reading the Bible arguably is the greatest spiritual battle that any of us have as Christians. If we can win that battle, David says this, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." The scripture also teaches us that it's the word of God that builds us up and gives us an inheritance with the saints. The apostle Paul said this, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That same faith that leads to salvation, that same faith that leads to freedom in Christ, comes from hearing the word of God, engaging the word of God. So if we're not engaging the word of God, Satan knows, man, I got them right where I want them. So I believe that the greatest spiritual battle that many of us are facing today is the battle over Bible reading, the battle over Bible engagement. So I want to hear from you at 877-LIVE-675. What are the barriers that are keeping you from engaging the Bible? What has been the number one thing that has hindered you from engaging God's word? And I want to pray with you about it. I want to pray that God would move in your life in such a way that your Bible engagement would increase. We would see Bible engagement increase in your life personally, but also in your church. I would love to pray for pastors. Pastors, I think that one of the things that we need to encourage the most is Bible reading throughout the week. Far too many Christians are living from Sunday to Sunday. They're living from sermon to sermon, and that is a dangerous thing. It's dangerous on many levels. One is we have to be able to discern truth from error. You know, there's a lot of people who are preaching out here, and as my friend H.B. Charles Jr. says, not all of them should be listened to. There are certain sermons and preachers that are preaching unbiblical, heretical messages. But how do we discern that if we don't know God's word? And so as pastors, one of the safest things we can do is to encourage our folks at our local church to have a reading plan, a Bible reading plan, an engagement plan that helps them to grow in God's word. A little bit more research, and then we're going to go to the phone lines at 877-548-3675. If you say, Chris Brooks, I would love for you to pray for me today that my hunger for God's word would increase, that my understanding of God's word would increase, that my passion to know it and to live it would increase. Maybe there's some barriers. Maybe you say, Chris, when I read, I get confused. Again, maybe there's busyness that's getting in your way, whatever it may be. Or maybe you're living in a house right now where you're the only believer and you got someone or multiple people who are hostile towards your faith, and you just need prayer along those lines. I want to pray for you because I want the barriers to be removed that's hindering our ability to engage God's word. Let's talk about the benefits to it. What happens in a person's life when they engage God's word? Well, the Bible Engagement Society did a survey of about 400,000 people around the world on the spiritual, on the practical and spiritual impact on their lives of regular Bible engagement. Listen to these numbers. People who read their Bibles four or more times per week are 228% more likely to share their faith with others. So when you read your Bible four or more times a week, you are more than likely going to be actively sharing your faith. So the key, and I want to speak to pastors for just a moment, pastors, to an evangelistic church family is regular scripture engagement. Listen to this next number. 407% more likely to memorize scripture. So again, going back to knowing God's word, the word of God being written on your heart that you might not sin against him. This is going to happen the more we read God's word. The more we read God's word, the more it's going to become embedded into our hearts. Have you ever met somebody and they feel like they are a walking concordance? You ever met somebody, it feels like they're a walking Bible, like the scriptures are just flowing out of their heart when they're talking to you about an array of subjects of life that they are constantly quoting scripture? It's probably because they've engaged scripture deeply, so it flows out of their hearts. All right, speaking of sin, listen to this. This was a big number that really caught my attention. 59% less likely to view pornography. Honestly, I have never considered the connection between regular Bible reading and victory over pornography. But yet here it is in black and white that those who read their Bibles four or more times per week are 59%, nearly 60% less likely to view pornography. Now, I want you to think about that in your own life, but I want you to think about it even more importantly when it comes to our children. That may be the key to giving them what they need to win the battle against pornography, sexual addiction, sexual sin. It's not just us giving them a slap on the wrist saying, don't do it. It's not just going to be the parental phone settings on their mobile devices. It's going to be Bible reading and Bible engagement, 59% less likely to view pornography. I think that is huge. And then finally, 30% less likely to struggle with loneliness. Man, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty interesting. I think there's two reasons behind this last stat, 30% less likely to struggle with loneliness. I think it's because when you read your Bible, it reinforces the call of God to be a part of the local church, that God calls us into community. You're confronted with that if you're reading the Bible faithfully over and again and again and again. Most of the letters of the New Testament are written to the local church. It's written to communities of believers, and we're told not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But the second reason why I don't think you experiences much loneliness is because wherever the Word of God is, the Spirit of God is, and you experience His presence in a rich, rich way. Man, I would love for you to experience all these benefits. I would love for you to have less loneliness, love for you to have victory over sexual sin and temptation, love for you to know God's Word, love for you to share your faith effectively. If this sounds powerful to you, and hopefully it does, then all of this is wrapped up in you reading your Bible. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to take your calls, I promise. I'm going to pray for you. What are the barriers? What is the barrier that has kept you from reading your Bible, engaging your Bible more? Let's pray about it. I also want you to go to our website, find out more about how you can support the program. This month, we're sending you 14 fresh ways to enjoy the Bible as your gift. Go to equipradio.org. Are you having a hard time reading your Bible? 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible by Jim Coakley is the book for you. Dr. Coakley loves the Bible and it's contagious. Let him lead you through 14 simple but effective principles that will help you to see the scripture with new insight. Ask for your copy when you support Equip this month with a gift of any amount. Just call 888-644-4144 or visit equipradio.org. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. Today, I want to pray for you, for me, that we would love God's Word, that we would engage God's Word. I'm fired up, fresh off of a trip to Ghana, West Africa, where I was with about 500 leaders who have dedicated themselves to reading God's Word, knowing God's Word, and sharing it with others. Their hunger, their passion was so inspiring to me that I wanted to talk to you about this. Now, let me just say, I know for a lot of you, it's like, man, I was raised in the church, maybe have been taught the Bible for a long, long time, and honestly, you need something that's going to make the Bible fresh. And so that's why I'm really excited about the book that we're giving away all month long. If you support the program right now, we're going to send you 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible by Jim Coakley. What Jim does in this book in such a masterful way is he gives you tips that Bible scholars use to get the most out of Scripture. If you ever wanted to inside baseball tips, if you will, on how to read the Bible in a way that you're hopefully your well-trained pastors reading the Bible or Bible professors reading the Bible, where they're walking away and they're getting insights out of Scripture. Have you ever listened to someone teach the Word of God and you look at your Bible and say, man, they're getting a lot more out of their Bibles than I'm getting out of mine? You know, it's not because there's a different, you know, somehow they got different words. It's simply that some folks have been trained on what to look for, how to connect the dots, and how to make sure that they're understanding and getting out of Scripture all that God intended for them to get out of it. So if you give a gift to Equip, and I would love for you to do that today, maybe you can become a monthly partner at $1 a day. Maybe you can give a $50 gift or $100 gift or more. But I would love for you to do that. It fuels the mission of our ministry. It helps us to reach a new generation with biblical and relevant answers to the big questions they're asking about life. And more importantly, it helps us to share the gospel of Jesus so that men and women can come to faith in Christ. So when you give a gift, we're going to send this out to you, 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible. Here's how you call to support the program. 888-644-4144. I'll give the number again, 888-644-4144, or go to equipradio.org. That's equipradio.org. I invite you to do that now. Let's go to the phone lines. Mary is listening in Illinois. Mary, thank you so much for listening to Equip. What's your comment today, and how can I pray for you?
Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate the book that you're offering. I have an insatiable desire to learn the Bible, and I do read it daily. And what I'm feeling, and one of the barriers that I have, is that I feel so much guilt and so much, I know can Conviction is a positive word because it produces change, and I'm trying to do that. But sometimes the guilt overrides that. I grew up Roman Catholic. I'm sure you know.
So let me just say a couple of things. First off, I'm super grateful that you gave a call, because I think that what you're experiencing, a lot of folks are experiencing, and a lot of that goes back to the way that maybe you were taught the Word of God, your upbringing in the church that was more driven towards guilt. Here's what the Bible does do. The Bible certainly is honest about our spiritual condition, and it does not mince words when it tells us that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. So there's not one of us who are going to go into the perfect Word of God and walk away feeling like, man, we're spotless, our resume is perfect, or anything like that. So from that perspective, yes, conviction is good because it reminds me of my neediness for God. Scripture reminds me that I need a Savior. It reminds me of why I need Jesus, that I cannot be pleasing to God apart from Jesus, that I cannot experience salvation apart from Jesus, so I need him, and that's good. But conviction, I think you're actually using the word conviction to describe another word, and that is condemnation. Now, condemnation is when I walk away from whatever, scripture reading, church, engagement, whatever, and I have a view of myself that is different the way God views me. God sees me as redeemable, but when I see myself as so broken that I'm no good, that I'm not usable, that I'm not fixable, that I'm not redeemable, then that is now Satan getting into the conversation, and he's taking a good thing, conviction, and turning it into a bad thing, condemnation. Here's what the Bible says about condemnation, Mary. It says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So what it's saying there is that if you are a believer and a follower of Jesus, yes, you may have areas of imperfection, areas of sin, areas that need to be changed, areas where you need to repent. But you can be changed. You can be forgiven. God loves you. And one of the messages that we encounter when we're reading the Bible, honestly and faithfully, is the message of his grace. And that's what I want you to be reminded of today, Mary, is that you serve a God of grace who loves you with an everlasting, unbreakable love. The Bible says this, that the law came through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. That's John chapter 1, verse number 17. That Jesus gives us more than law. He doesn't just give us law to say, here's the law, you missed it, so now you get the wrath of God. No, he gives us grace. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So I want you to read your Bible, and every verse where you see God's grace, every verse where you see God's mercy, where forgiveness is talked about, salvation is talked about, underline those verses and thank him for his grace, because it's there on every single page in every chapter of Scripture. We're reminded that though we fall short, he is a God of grace who offers us forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ. So hopefully that helps, Mary. I want to pray for you. But the answer is not to stop reading your Bible. It's to read your Bible through the right lenses. It's to read your Bible and to look for the grace of God as you read it. Father, I just pray that you would bless Mary to be able to see your grace in your word. I pray, Lord, that you would help her to experience your grace, your forgiveness, your mercy, and most of all, that she would hear her Heavenly Father affirming your love for her. Help her to know you love her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mary, thank you for giving us a call. 877-548-3675 is the number. That's 877-548-3675. What's the number one barrier that's keeping you from reading the Bible more regularly? What's doing it? Let's talk about it, and then I want to pray for you. Let's go to the phone lines to Newport Richey, Florida. Patricia is listening there. Hey, Patricia, thank you for listening to Equip. What's your comment today?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling mostly for two things. I think the things that stop me from reading my Bible every day, honestly, is one, lack of consistency. For me, sometimes it's so easy to like choose my flesh, and I'll, you know, strong for like a week or so reading the Bible, and then next thing you know, sometimes I really want to hit that snooze and like, you know what, this is fine for today. Yeah. And then it turns into 2 days, and then it turns into a week. So that's the first one. And then the second one is somewhat similar to Mary's. I believe in all that God can do. I believe in the Bible wholeheartedly. But sometimes I believe in the miracles and healing that God can perform in others. Sometimes God won't do it for me because I don't feel worthy.
Okay. All right, here's what I want to do, because you just brought up two awesome, awesome issues that we need to address. I'm up against a break, but we're going to take a break. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
All right, you stay with me. When we come back, I want to address both of those, and then we'll pray. Friends, go to equipradio.org. Sick and stay. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. It is so good to be home after a long journey for me and for some of my colleagues from Moody Bible Institute, Moody Theological Seminary, as well as my home church of Woodside Bible Church. We got a chance to go to Ghana, West Africa, to engage with about 500 leaders there around the Word of God. We put some pictures up on our social media sites if you want to check those out. It was a pretty incredible time in a historic country with awesome and amazing people and food and sights and sounds. But the number one thing I come back with is an increased love for the Word of God. Isn't that awesome? To go to a place and you come back more hungry for God's Word. But also I come back with an awareness that, man, the barriers that keep us from studying God's Word are real. And I want to pray with you today. What's the number one barrier keeping you from studying God's Word? Is it busyness? Is it doubts that you're struggling with? Is it that it's harder for you to understand it? What is it for you? I want to pray for you today at 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-548-3675. I read earlier to you that only 1 in 6 Americans regularly read their Bible throughout the week. But yet, listen to this. Americans largely believe that the nation would fare poorly without the Bible. 54% of American adults believe that America would be worse off without the Bible. That's a pretty high number. That means that Americans, by and large, believe that, man, we're better off when we read the Bible. Now, going a little bit further in this study by the American Bible Society, they say over half of Americans believe that you have discovered the keys to living a meaningful life in the Bible. 68% of Americans, to be exact, believe that you discover the keys to living a meaningful life in the Bible. Now, I would agree with that. Hopefully you would as well. But yet, many of us aren't reading the Bible daily or regularly. And that's because there's legitimate barriers. So I don't want to make you feel guilty at all, but I do want to help you to work through those barriers. So with that being said, Patricia is on the line. We were talking before we went to break. Newport Richey, Florida. Now, Patricia, you said two things that stood out to me. Number one, it sounds like you're saying one of the challenges with being consistent, and you want to be consistent, is to battle with the flesh. That snooze button is pretty tempting, isn't it?
Very much so.
And then secondly, sounds like you're saying, man, I don't sense the presence of God in my life. Not that I don't believe that he's a God of miracles. I see him even do it in the lives of others. I just don't see it in my life consistently. Is that a good articulation?
Yes, I don't think that I'm worthy for him to do so. I think based on what I see it all the time with people around me, but I always think, oh, he'll just pass by me.
Yeah. So let me just say, the first one, what you just described about the snooze button and the battle with the flesh and temptation and all that stuff, I wish I could tell you, oh, that's just unique to you. I think all of us struggle with that, to be honest with you. There's times where I'm reading the Bible and I'm thinking about some sporting event that I'm interested in watching, or I'm thinking about some work project that I have to get done, or I'm thinking about, man, I could just take a nap right now. And I think that that's all of us. A couple of things that have helped me a lot, Patricia, when it comes to that. Number one is reading the Bible with someone else. So this is where I would encourage you, if you have a friend, if you have a small group at your church, to maybe initiate it, or if there's already programs going on at your church that you can just plug into. But just reading the Bible with others is really, really helpful. It makes a huge difference. At my local church, I'm a pastor. I teach in series. So, for example, we are currently in a series on the book of Proverbs. We just came out of a series on the book of Daniel. And so one of the things I encourage those who are part of my church to do is, hey, while we're going through this teaching series, let that be the book you're reading so that you can get more out of the series, and we could do it as a group, as a community together. So I really do think that that's going to help you. And this is where discipline comes into play, in that if you put it on your calendar, just like you put any other event, if you put reading your Bible in your calendar for whatever length of time, and don't pressure yourself to make it like it has to be an hour or it has to be 30 minutes. Sometimes it might be 10 minutes, and that's fine. But just have a regular time where you're reading the Bible as a discipline, and let the key folks in your life know, this is my time carved out, so that they can respect another time. I think you're going to see yourself more days than not being faithful to that. Now, as it pertains to you seeing the hand of God moving in your life, I promise you, I guarantee you, that if you are a child of God and you pray to him, Lord, open my eyes so that I can see the powerful ways you're moving in my life and you're moving all around me, that he'll do that. A lot of times, I think, and it sounds like you've identified this, a lot of times it's us. It's us in our own heart being blind to the miracles he's doing, the amazing things that he's doing. I know he loves you, Patricia, and I know he's doing mighty things in your life. And my simple prayer for you is going to be that God would open your eyes so that you might see him. One of the great prophets of the Bible, Elijah, he had a servant, and he sent him out to see if there was rain that was coming, and he couldn't see it. And he prayed, and he sent him out again, and God opened his eyes, and he saw it. And I'm just going to pray that God would open your eyes, that you might see the abundance of what God is doing in your life. Father, I thank you for Patricia. Lord, I thank you for her honesty. Lord, I do pray that she would be blessed with community, with other sisters and brothers in Christ, that she could read and study your word with, so that she might grow, and maybe they could be iron sharpening iron, motivating and encouraging one another. I also pray, Lord, that you would open her eyes so that she might see you moving in a powerful way in her life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 877-548-3675. That's 877-LIVE-675 is the number. Thanks, Patricia, for calling. I want to go to Illinois. Aldo is listening. Hey, Aldo, thank you so much for listening to Equip. How can I pray for you today?
Hi, Pastor Brooks. Thank you so much for this discussion, first of all. It's something that, you know, I struggle with every day. And, you know, I don't really have the nerve to talk about it with anybody, so thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
I really think that for me, I mean, I really, with Patricia and with Mary, I can so relate to what they shared. It's, for me, it's, I don't know if I boil it down to so many things, but it's discipline, right? I work in a fast-paced, you know, engineering firm that, you know, it's highly technical. I manage a bunch of people. It's complex. I love what I do, but I'm exhausted, right? So I come home, and you know, I've got four kids. Most of them are adults now, but I'm divorced, so you know, you try to just make my way through the day. Every day is about, you know, engage with the kids, try to do my best, and I'm exhausted, and I use that excuse often. And then I fall off. My church has a great reading plan. They have a podcast that goes along with it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm on it for a month, and then I fall off. And then I use excuses, I'm behind, so I can't get caught up. You know, it's, I boil it down to discipline.
Yeah. Well, let me, first off, big shout out to your church that has a Bible reading plan and a podcast. Every pastor that just heard that, what a great idea. What a great idea to take back to your ministry leaders to say, hey, can we do something like this that could really encourage Bible reading for our church family? Secondly, let me ask you this, Aldo. Do you have times where you exercise or go to the gym or go for walks? Do you do anything like that?
Yeah, and I fall off of that too, especially in the cold months, you know, here in the Midwest.
Sure, sure.
But yes, I definitely have, you know, scheduled time for that, right?
Okay, let me just recommend that if Bible reading is hard, try to supplement that with Bible listening. And what I mean by that is that throughout your day, as you are going to work, whether you're walking or driving or catching the train, listen, take time to just listen as you're starting your day out. It sounds to me like the worst part of the day for you probably for reading the Bible is going to be the end of the day. You've just had an exhausting, a long day, so trying to end the day with reading the Bible is not going to be great. So starting the day is going to be better. You can listen while you're taking a shower. You can listen while you're walking to work. You can listen while you're driving in. You can listen if you're going to the gym. So just get your Bible app and make it your habit to listen. Now, sometimes you might be cooking or cleaning and listening, and it might feel like it's background noise, but God is speaking to your heart through his word. The word is getting through. So let me just encourage you. Yes, I want you to read the Bible, and as many days as you can, do that. But on the days where, man, you're feeling maybe overwhelmed, or those seasons where you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, just make it your habit to listen to the Word of God. There's so many great audio Bible apps that you can use for this. So listen to the Word of God on a regular basis. It's going to refresh your heart, and it's going to help you to stay connected to God's Word. So I want to pray for you, Aldo. Lord, thank you for my brother. Thank you for his honesty. Thank you for his love for you, his desire for you. Lord, I pray that you would increase his hunger, and I pray that as he listens to your Word, that faith would build. You said in your word that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Help him to hear your word and for faith and love and devotion to you to increase as he faithfully follows Jesus. Bless Aldo, we pray, in Jesus' name. Remove the callousness of heart and replace it with a heart of flesh, a heart that beats and pants after you as the deer does for the water brook. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, we're going to take our final break of the day. When we come back, I want you to hear from one of our team members who went with me to Ghana. It's a powerful testimony he shares about how touching and emotional it was for him just to be with brothers and sisters across the world, loving Jesus and listening to God's word. You're going to be blessed by that. We're also going to take a couple more of your calls, as well as encourage you on ways that you can increase your Bible engagement. Find out more at our website, equipradio.org. There you can also give and support the program. Know that on the other side of your generosity, lives are being changed forever and for eternity. So go to equipradio.org or dial the number 888-644-4144. We'll be right back. Do you want to read the Bible but don't know how to begin? Or maybe you want to get more out of your Bible reading so you can clearly hear God's voice and apply His truth to your life. Dr. Jim Coakley's book, 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible, is just what you need. Request your copy with a gift of any amount or support to equip and deepen your passion and understanding of God's Word. Simply call 888-644-4144 or visit equipradio.org. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. Man, am I fired up that so many of you are calling and responding. I'm praying for all of us that we would have a greater hunger and passion for God's Word. Yes, we need great teachers who would teach us God's Word, and praise God for Moody Radio, for many Christian radio outlets that have faithful Bible teachers who are teaching us God's Word. But we also need to read it ourselves. Now, here's what I love to do in this final segment. I want to flood the phone lines with those of you who can support the program. And in exchange for your support, I'm going to send you 14 fresh ways to enjoy the Bible. This is really going to help you. So right now, let's call 888-644-4144. And here's what we can do. We can send this out to you. Your gift of $10 or $20 or $30. Or 50, whatever you want to give. It's just an all hands on deck moment. This is you investing in your ability to read God's word, understand God's word, and get out of it all that He intends for you to get out of it. So call right now, 888-644-4144, hoping that a number of you will call, and we're going to send over these 14 fresh ways to enjoy the Bible. It really will make a huge difference in your Bible engagement. Let's go to Margie, who's listening in Akron, Ohio. Margie, I'm so grateful that you got through. How can I pray for you today, Margie?
Well, I just want to say I don't read the Bible because I can't read, and it's a brain issue that I have.
Yeah.
But would you take a guess, Pastor Brooks, at the percentage of adults over 18 in the United States who cannot read?
What is that?
Guess it would be
20%.
21%. So
21%.
So I'm so appreciative of Moody because I can listen. But
yes.
But what I hear from people on Moody all the time is, you got to read your Bible, you got to read, if you're not reading. So it makes me and some of my friends who can't read feel like we really can't be good Christians.
Yeah. First off, Margie, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for calling. And this is so much my heart. The whole reason that I went to Ghana was to be with these pastors who don't read. They are 100% an oral culture, and so they don't read. And there are great Bible translating companies who print Bibles in the languages of these groups, and then these Bibles collect dust because these folks are oral people. They're not reading. So please know that the way that I hear what you just shared on the other side of this trip is so different. Seeing and hearing what you're saying through fresh eyes, I even have to back up and think about how I've assumed that everybody knows how to read or everybody can read, that reading is just an activity that everyone can do. And hearing what you just said, 21% of adults in America aren't able to read for various reasons, You talked about the brain barriers that you live with, but for various reasons, 21% cannot read. So this is why I'm grateful for audio versions of the Bible. So what I will say to you, and as many as are listening that may not be able to engage the Bible through reading, is, again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. I want to encourage you to listen to audio versions of the Bible. So get a Bible app, listen to the audio version of the Bible. You know, ever since I was a kid, there have been audio versions of the Bible. Used to be on CDs, before that on cassettes. Now it's on audio files through digital format. But audio versions of the Bible help to bridge that gap. So don't feel shame. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you're a less than or a second-class citizen in the Christian faith. God has no second-class citizens. You are His child. He loves you. And praise God, we live in a day and age where we can listen to the Bible and grow faithfully. Father, I thank you for our brothers and sisters around the world and throughout the ages that have listened to your word, that have shared the stories of your word, that have shared the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ coming, living a sinless life, dying for our sins, bodily upon that cross, 3 days later, raising from the grave with all power in his hand and declaring his victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave, and that salvation can be found in him through faith, and that we can have communion and relationship through Jesus. I pray that no one would be hindered from receiving the gospel. Thank you for Margie. Help her to be able to enjoy your word as she listens, and I pray that many others would as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, it's been so good being with you today. I cannot wait till we are together again next time. Until then, remember, Equip is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute. God bless. Hey there, friends. Chris Brooks here. Many of you know that adoption is very close to my heart as an adoptive parent. I'm so grateful to have adoption counselor and family therapist joining me to help us to navigate the joys and challenges of raising adopted kids. From sibling rivalry to single parenting to finding the support you need, all of it on the next Equip. Listen live weekdays at 1 Eastern, noon Central on the Moody Radio app or equipradio.org.